Hello, and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a podcast and blog where I review all types of novels and movies. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for a special episode today. So, I decided since October is upon us, and that I love October. It's the best month of the year. It's fall. Halloween is upcoming. It's the best. And so, I decided to make my own little 31 days of Halloween episode. This will be focused upon movies specifically, since I haven't really read that many horror novels or any novels that are more Halloween themed, right? And just a disclaimer, this episode is not necessarily going to be movies that are centered around Halloween. Or even in October, it could just be a movie that I love to watch in the fall, or a movie that reminds me of Halloween or is sort of spooky. It really depends. So this is just my list of 31 movies, not necessarily 31 movies, but 31 days of movies that I will be watching this October. So I wanted to give you guys my list. I thought this was a good idea, and I'm hoping it's going to be fun and good to listen to. So let's get right into my list. So starting off, and this is going to go, I'm just going to go through the days. So my number one movie will be on October 1st, right? This isn't necessarily a ranking of movies. This is more just the order I would watch them in. So, the first movie I would watch, so October 1st, is The Slumber Party Massacre from 1982, directed by Amy Holden Jones. The movie is 77 minutes long, and it's actually, funny enough, a horror movie, even though I just said, like, this doesn't necessarily have to be scary movies, but starting off number one would be Slumber Party Massacre, which is also rated R. The description of this movie is, close your eyes for a second and sleep forever. An 18-year-old high school girl is left at home by her parents and decides to have a slumber party. Meanwhile, a mass murderer with a propensity for power tools has escaped from prison and eventually makes his way to the party, where the guests begin dropping off one by one. The movie stars, and I apologize, this will be a running theme throughout this episode. I will most likely pronounce a lot of actors' names wrong, so I apologize in advance. The movie stars Michelle Michaels, Robin Still, Michael Villella, Deborah DeLisso, Andre Honoré, and Gina Smika Hunter. This movie is very stereotypically an 80s movie, and it's not a great movie. I think my rating of this movie would be a 3.5 out of 5 stars. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.1 out of 5 stars, so this isn't an excellent movie. I wouldn't say this is the best movie I've ever seen, but I watched this for the first time around Halloween last year, and I really enjoyed watching this movie. It was fun for me to watch, and even though it's very stereotypical and predictable, there's some scenes in here that are just really, not unsettling, but just like, wow, just a surprise, even though I've watched it before, if that makes sense. So I really enjoy watching this movie, and it's a horror movie, so it's a little spooky, and it's just your classic 80s horror movie. So I think that's just a great way to start off October and get into that fall vibe. Second on my list would be Labyrinth from 1986. Directed by Jim Henson, the movie is 102 minutes long and is actually only rated PG. I don't know why I thought it would be rated, like, PG-13, but that's what it's rated. It's a family fantasy movie, so kind of like I said, this isn't necessarily all Halloween movies. These are more just fall movies. The movie stars David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly, and You can hear Poppy in the background. And the description is, where everything seems possible and nothing is what it seems. When teen Sarah is forced to babysit Toby, her baby stepbrother, she summons Jareth the Goblin King to take him away. When he is actually kidnapped, Sarah is given just 13 hours to solve a labyrinth and rescue him. This movie was a huge part of my childhood, and I love, love, love this movie. It is just, it's such a fun movie, and it just has those fall vibes. I don't know how to describe it, but if you know what I mean, if you know what I mean, okay? And this movie is just a really great one. I mean, it has David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly. How could you not like it? The story is just so fun. It's kind of like, not Princess Bride, but it's in that vein of movies you watch when you're little, right? So I love Labyrinth, and I watch it outside of fall, but I love watching it in the fall too. My rating for Labyrinth is 4 out of 5 stars, and the average rating on Letterboxd is actually 3.7 out of 5 stars, so not that different from my rating. So, cool. Next on my list, we have Coraline from 2009, directed by Henry Selick. The movie is 100 minutes long and is actually a family fantasy movie again. It stars Dakota Fanning, Terry Hatcher, Keith David, Jennifer Saunders, Ian McShane, Don French, John Hodgman, and Robert Bailey Jr. The description of the movie is, "Be careful what you wish for." When Coraline moves to an old house, she feels bored and neglected by her parents. She finds a hidden door with a bricked-up passage. During that night, she crosses the passage and finds a parallel world where everybody has buttons instead of eyes, with caring parents and all her dreams come true. When the other mother invites Coraline to stay in her world forever, the girl refuses and finds that the alternate reality where she is trapped is only a trick to lure her. Coraline used to scare the crap out of me when I was younger. Literally was absolutely terrifying. I could not sleep because of this movie. Scared me to my core, but now I like scary movies, so I don't know. But younger me was very scared of this movie, and it now is just a really fond memory of, like, why was I scared of this? I mean, it was pretty scary when I was little, but, you know. The movie is just really fun, and it is more of a Halloween movie, this one, I would say. It's definitely more of a scary movie, definitely one for little kids to get scared by. So it just has a special place in my heart, and Coraline's just such a good movie anyways, too. I give it a 4 out of 5 stars, and the average rating on Letterboxd is 4.1 out of 5 stars. So, actually higher than mine. But I love this movie. And it is just such a good fall Halloween movie. Fourth on my list, we have Halloween Town from 1998, directed by Duane Dunham. I have not watched this movie in so long, but I love Halloween Town. It is just another one from my childhood, and this one is actually Halloween-centered. It's a family comedy, and I'm pretty sure it's Disney Channel, right? It's 84 minutes long. It's actually not rated since it was made for TV, but like I said, this is just such a Halloween movie. It's literally called Halloween Town. There's nothing that really compares to this movie in my mind. It is just so, it's just such a fun movie to sit down and watch. The description of the movie is, on her 13th birthday, Marnie learns she's a witch, discovers a secret portal, and is transported to Halloween Town, a magical place where ghosts and ghouls, witches and werewolves live apart from the human world. But she soon finds herself battling wicked warlocks, evil curses, and endless surprises. I rated this one 5 out of 5 stars. Halloween Town, objectively, is not that good of a movie, but it is just such a fun movie to watch for me, and it has such a tender place in my heart that I love watching this movie. Also, it's Halloween Town. I mean, come on. The movie stars Debbie Reynolds, Kimberly J. Brown, Judith Hogue, and Joey Zimmerman. I mean, it's Debbie Reynolds, you guys. Like, I just love this movie. There's so many good things about it. Even though it is a Disney Channel movie, it's fantastic. It's amazing. It's the moment. I love Halloween Town. Fifth on my list, really picking up the steam here, is Final Destination from 2000, directed by James Wong. This is actually a horror movie, so it's a big leap from Halloween Town, but Final Destination, I actually just watched it for the first time this year, and I love this movie. It is just such a fun movie. It's 98 minutes long, and it is rated R. Like I said, it is a horror movie, and it stars Devon Sawa, Ali Larder, Kara Smith, Kristen Cloak, Sean William Scott, and Chad Donnella. I think Amanda Demmer, too. But I probably pronounce every single one of those names wrong. I don't know. When I say I don't know how to pronounce names, I do not know how to pronounce names. This movie is just, it is a horror movie, and it's a fun movie to watch, especially with friends. Even though it might be a little predictable, I do like this movie. When I first watched it, I was a little paranoid for a while there, and it's just a fun movie to watch around Halloween. I rated this movie 4 out of 5 stars. The average rating is 3.1 out of 5 stars. And the description is, no accidents, no coincidences, no escapes. You can't cheat death. After a teenager has a terrifying vision of him and his friends dying in a plane crash, he prevents the accident only to have death hunt them down one by one. Like I said, this movie is just so great at, I think the kills are pretty good. The suspense is pretty good. The characters are pretty fun to watch. I think the plot is just fun in itself. So the movie is just great all around. Six on my list, we have Unfriended from 2014, directed by Levon. Levon Gilbert. Directed by Levon. You know what? I cannot pronounce names. This maybe podcasting wasn't for me. Anyways, objectively, I will say that this is not a great movie. The average rating on Letterboxd is 2.3 stars. And guess what? I rated it 4 out of 5 stars. I just really, found footage is one of those genres in horror that really gets me because it's more realistic and more personal to me, if that makes sense. I think there's something about watching it like it's a real thing that really changes it for me, because if I'm watching a traditional horror movie, I can kind of separate myself from what's happening in that movie and be like, well, it's made up. That didn't really happen to that person. But when it's found footage, I feel like it's so much more in your face about it, if that makes sense, that this seems more real. So, Unfriended, it's such a fun watch. Like I said, objectively, it's not that great of a movie, but it is such a fun watch, and it's very spooky and tension-filled, and I did not look away once while I watched this movie, that I really enjoyed watching it, and I think it's a good movie to watch when you just want that little scare, and it's only 82 minutes long, so it's not a horribly long movie. It is a horror and slash thriller movie. I think it's rated R. I'm not entirely sure. I'm assuming it's rated R. But it stars Shelley Henning, Renee Olstead, Matthew Borer, Moses Storm, Will Peltz, Jacob Boisaki, and Courtney Halverson. It also stars Heather Sossaman as Laura Barnes, who is somewhat of a character in this movie, I will say. I really think if you have not seen Unfriended, go watch it. You might not like it, but it is a fun watch. There's definitely some things that are questionable about this movie where I was like, that was kind of dumb. But overall, it is such a fun and entertaining watch that you should definitely go see it. I think it's on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. The description is, and really quick, in this description, there is a mention of suicide, so I just want you to be aware that is present in the movie. So, yeah. The description is, online, your memories last forever. but so do your mistakes. While video chatting one night, six high school friends receive a Skype message from a classmate who killed herself exactly 1 year ago. At first, they think it's a prank, but when the girl starts revealing the friend's darkest secrets, they realize they're dealing with something out of this world, something that wants them dead. Like I said, this movie is just a really fun watch. It's a tad ridiculous. Like I said, I think the average rating on Letterboxd is 2.3 out of 5 stars. So it's not a great movie, but I do enjoy watching it. I've watched it more than once, and it's just one of those movies you can just put on and sit down and watch it. And it's not like you have to really focus. It kind of draws you in, which I think is great, because personally, I cannot focus on anything, so. Seventh on my list, we have Goosebumps from 2015, directed by Rob Letterman. The movie is rated PG, which I don't know why I thought it was rated PG-13, but it's rated PG. The average rating on Letterboxd is 2.8 out of 5 stars, and it is a horror comedy. It's 103 minutes long and stars Jack Black, Dylan Minnette, Adaya Rush, Amy Ryan, and Ryan Lee. The description of the movie is, the stories are alive. After moving to a small town, Zach Cooper finds a silver lining when he meets next-door neighbor Hannah, the daughter of best-selling Goosebumps series author R.L. Stine. When Zach unintentionally unleashes real monsters from their manuscripts and they begin to terrorize the town, it's suddenly up to Stine, Zach, and Hannah to get all of them back in the books where they belong. Kind of similar to how Unfriended isn't objectively that great of a movie, Goosebumps is just a really fun watch, and it's one of the earlier movies that I watched where I was really like, oh, I do like being scared. This is kind of fun to watch. And so it's really what got, which is, sounds kind of stupid, but it's really what started getting me interested in watching horror movies, which I don't know how I feel about that. But I rated this movie 4 out of 5 stars because I do think for younger crowds, it is a pretty good movie. There are some things in here that are like, eh, I could have done without that. But overall, this movie is just a really fun thing to watch. It has so many callbacks to the Goosebumps books. I mean, it is called Goosebumps, so. But I really enjoyed watching this movie when I first watched it, so I can't wait to watch it again. I've watched it a couple of times since I first watched it, but I really enjoy this movie, so definitely, it's definitely on my list. We're on my list. We're getting into the season of fall, right? We're getting into the Halloween season. So later on, it will become more and more intense, hopefully. For me, at least. But yeah, Goosebumps is just, it's just a fun watch, you guys. Number 8 on my list, we have Candyman from 1992, directed by Bernard Rose. The movie is 100 minutes long, and it is a horror movie. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.7 out of 5 stars. I rated it 4 out of 5 stars. And it is rated R. The movie stars Virginia Madsen, Tony Todd, Xander Berkeley, Cassie Lemons, Vanessa Williams, and Duhan Guy. The description is, you don't have to believe, just beware. The Candyman, a murderous soul with a hook for a hand, is accidentally summoned to reality by a skeptic grad student researching the monster's myth. This movie I actually hesitated to watch a little while ago because I was like, eh, do I really need to watch that? Like, I didn't really have much interest in this movie, which was kind of funny because now I had such a fun time watching it, and it is a pretty scary movie for me. I mean, it's definitely disturbing in some aspects. I still have not watched the remake. It's on my list, or I don't know if it's a sequel, but the new Candyman I still have not watched. But the original Candyman, it just has that Halloween vibe to it. I'm gonna say vibe so many times in this video, but it just has that feel of fall for me, and it is a horror movie, and Halloween for me is all about being scared, so I do really enjoy this movie, and I think it's just a fun one to watch in October. Ninth on my list, we have Nancy Drew from 2007 by Andrew Fleming. It's a comedy mystery, and it is only, it's rated PG, so it is one that you could watch with your kids. For me, it scared me when I was younger. Again, I don't know what was up with me, but I was scared of everything. The average rating on Letterboxd is 2.8 out of 5 stars. I gave it a 5 out of 5 stars because I have always really loved mysteries. I've always loved Nancy Drew and like Scooby-Doo, Hardy Boys, all that stuff. And so when I was younger, this was my movie. I remember watching this and being scared, but I could not look away. I loved this movie. It's not a horror movie. It's just mentally, I'd say it's more psychologically disturbing for younger kids, if anything. But it is kind of more of a thriller mystery movie, but definitely more comedic. And the movie's only 99 minutes long, and its description is small town girl, big time adventure. Intrepid teenage private eye, Nancy Drew heads to Tinseltown with her father to investigate the unsolved murder of a movie star in this old-fashioned whodunit based on Carolyn Keene's popular series of books for young adults. But can the small-town girl cut through the Hollywood hype to solve the case? The movie stars Emma Roberts, which I knew her from this movie, but you might also know her from Scream 4 or We're the Millers. I've personally never watched We're the Millers, but I do know her from Nancy Drew and Scream 4. She was amazing in Scream 4. It also stars Max Thierrot. I can't pronounce things. Rachel A. Cook, Kay Panabaker, and Tate Donovan. It also stars Marshall Bell. This movie is, like I said, more of a thriller than a horror movie, but there are some scary things in here that scared me, at least when I was little. I don't know if it'll scare me now that I'm like older, but this movie is just a really fun whodunit, a really fun mystery, and it just has that fall vibe. I don't know, there's no other words to describe half these movies. It just has that feeling that reminds me of fall. And so I really like to watch this movie, and especially around October. Number 10 on my list, of course, a classic for Halloween, Beetlejuice from 1988, directed by Tim Burton. It's more of a comedy than anything, but I think people describe it as more of like comedy horror, or I don't know, would you call it a drama? Probably not. But the movie is 92 minutes long, and surprisingly, it is only rated PG. I would have guessed at least PG-13, but the movie stars Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis, Jeffrey Jones, Catherine O'Hara, Winona Ryder, and Michael Keaton. The description of this movie, if you are not familiar with Beetlejuice, is he's guaranteed to put some life in your afterlife. Thanks to an untimely demise via drowning, a young couple end up as poltergeists in their New England farmhouse, where they fail to meet the challenge of scaring away the insufferable new owners who want to make drastic changes. In desperation, the undead newlyweds turn to an expert frightmeister, but he's got a diabolical agenda of his own. Now, Beetlejuice is not one of my favorite movies, especially not for around Halloween, surprisingly. I don't know why, I don't know. It's just not one that ever held my attention, but I do like to watch it occasionally, so I tried to make a point to watch it at least once during the Halloween season. But I personally would rate this like 3 out of 5 stars. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.8 out of 5 stars, but Beetlejuice for me just isn't one of those that I think about often. It's not one that I'm like, oh yeah, Beetlejuice, love that movie. It's like, yeah, I like watching it, but it's not one of my favorites, you know? Which is kind of sad. I'm rating Unfriended higher than Beetlejuice, but it's fine. For me, I think movies are all about entertainment and eliciting emotion. So, I was more entertained by Unfriended than Beetlejuice. It's fine. But Beetlejuice is just a classic for Halloween, so I feel like you gotta watch it at least once during the Halloween season. Next up on my list, number 11, we have Frequency from 2000, directed by Gregory Hoblit. The movie is 118 minutes long, and I'm pretty sure it's rated R. It's a thriller slash sci-fi movie, and honestly, it is one of my favorite thrillers of all time. My mom showed me this a while ago, and I have loved this movie ever since. I think it's brilliant. If I watched it again, I would probably think differently, but when I first watched this, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So it just has this special place in my heart. I mean, if I thought about it more, probably not as good as I think it is, but you know. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.4 out of 5 stars, and my rating is 5 out of 5 stars. I love this movie. I think it's great. It has everything I need in a thriller. It also stars Dennis Quaid, Jim Caviezel, Sean Doyle, and Elizabeth Mitchell and Andre Brower. I apologize again if I pronounce anyone's names wrong. Probably gonna happen every single time. Not even probably, most definitely gonna happen. The description is, the future is listening. When a rare phenomenon gives police officer John Sullivan the chance to speak to his father 30 years in the past, he takes the opportunity to prevent his dad's tragic death. After his actions inadvertently give rise to a series of brutal murders, he and his father must find a way to fix the consequences of altering time. This movie is just, I don't know, like I said, it is so tension-filled. I mean, that's what a thriller is supposed to do. There's a little bit of psychological horror in here that I think really pulls this movie together, and I love Frequency. It is such a good movie. I mean, you got Jim Caviezel and Dennis Quaid in it, so it's a great movie. I love, love, love Frequency. And, you know, it's, like I said, one of my fave thrillers, and it just has that feeling of fall to me. This is my favorite on the list, which is weird because it's not on Halloween. But, you know, this is leading up to Halloween. Halloween for me is all about the anticipation of Halloween. Number 12 on my list, my favorite movie of all time, don't judge me for this, is The Lost Boys from 1987, directed by Joel Schumacher. Love, 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 love this movie. It is 97 minutes long. I'm pretty sure it's rated R, and it's kind of like a comedy horror. Average rating on Letterboxd is 3.7 out of 5 stars. My rating is 5 out of 5 stars. I love The Lost Boys. It is just my favorite movie of all time. When I first watched it, I watched it every single day for a week after that, sometimes multiple times in a day. I love this movie. It is just such a good movie. I mean, you have vampire bikers. The movie stars Jason Patrick, Corey Haim, Diane Weist, Bernard Hughes, Edward Herrmann, Kiefer Sutherland, Jamie Gertz, Corey Feldman, Jameson Newlander, Brooke McCarter, Billy Wirth, and Alex Winter. The movie itself is just, I don't know, it's such an 80s movie, but I love this movie so much. It is just such a fun movie. Like, it is my favorite movie of all time, if you cannot tell. The description is, sleep all day, party all night, never grow old, never die. It's fun to be a vampire. A mother and her two teenage sons move to a seemingly nice and quiet small coastal California town, yet soon find out that it's overrun by bike gangs and vampires. A couple of teenage friends take it upon themselves to hunt down the vampires that they suspect of a few mysterious murders and restore peace and calm to their town. The Lost Boys is just fantastic. Like, I have nothing negative to say about it. Favorite movie of all time. Don't know what that says about me, but it's like Twilight Phase 2.0. So, you know. Love, love, love The Lost Boys. And so I make a point to watch it every month. Love The Lost Boys. Like, I don't know what else I can say about it. It's just fantastic. I love it. I don't know. It's such a great movie to me. You might think it sucks, but I love it. So, it's a fall movie, even though I'm pretty sure it takes place in the summer at a pier. So, it's a fall movie. Next on my list, number 13, is a movie I actually watched fairly recently. And that movie is Orphan from 2009, directed by, oh my gosh, this is going to be so bad. It's either Jean or Jame Colette Serra. I deeply apologize. I cannot pronounce names whatsoever. The movie is a horror movie, and it is 123 minutes long and rated R. The movie itself is just fantastic. Like, I think it's just a brilliant movie. There are so many jaw-dropping moments, and I just really, really enjoyed it. I mean, I watched this movie because the second movie, Orphan First Kill, which is technically a prequel, just came out, and I was interested in that. I had seen a lot of people talking about it, and I was like, well, let's watch the first one first. And then I loved it. I mean, Orphan is just, it's actually so brilliant. I think it's quickly becoming one of my favorite horror movies. It is just so brilliant and so thrilling to watch that I don't know. There's so many twists and turns. There's so many, like I said, just jaw-dropping moments. So much tension in the movie. I just really, really enjoy it. The movie stars Vera Farmiga, Peter Sarsgaard, and Isabel Furman. And Isabel Furman actually reprised their role in Orphan First Kill, which that isn't on my list, but I would consider watching it with this movie, honestly. It was pretty good. I think I don't remember what I rated it, but I think it was around like 3.5 or 4 stars out of 5 stars. Orphan itself actually gets 3.3 out of 5 stars. I gave it 5 out of 5 stars. I really enjoyed it. It was such an interesting and unique movie that I was blown away by it, I guess. The description of the movie is, can you keep a secret? A married couple with a rocky past adopt 9-year-old Esther to fill the void created by a recently stillborn baby. However, Esther is not quite who she seems. Orphan, love it. I would definitely say there are some very unsettling things in this movie, which I think is part of the reason people watch horror. I mean, like, horror is supposed to make you scared. That's kind of the entire point. And so I think this movie does a great job of doing that and unsettling you and making you uncomfortable, which is, like I said, kind of what horror is supposed to do. So this is just a great movie to watch if you really want, like, that spooky feeling. Like I said, I recently watched it and I loved it. The prequel did not like as much, but I definitely think this is just a really good movie. Next up on my list at number 14, we actually have two movies, The Shining and Doctor Sleep. Now, The Shining, I will go into first, from 1980, directed by Stanley Kubrick. It's 144 minutes long. It is a horror movie and it is rated R. The average rating of this movie on Letterboxd is 4.3 out of 5 stars. Originally, when I first watched this movie, I had rated it, I think, like, what was it, like 2 stars. And then I watched it again. It got to 3.5 stars. And then I watched it again. And now it's at 4 stars. Originally, I did not like it because I had read the book first. And I still liked the book a lot more than I liked the movie. I definitely liked the more psychological part of the book than how the movie made it more paranormal. So, I don't know. I guess I was kind of biased in that aspect. But over time, it has become more and more a movie that I would watch again. The movie stars Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall, Danny Lloyd, and Scatsman Crothers. The movie itself, like I said, is pretty good now that I've watched it a couple of times. But I don't know. This movie, it's not one of my favorite horror movies, and it's definitely not one of my favorite of the classic horror movies. But it's definitely, I can appreciate now how it is a good movie and how people really enjoy this movie. I do think it has some things that are really horrific and, you know, very unsettling. And I think that's, like I said, part of the reason why people watch horror is you're being unsettled and scared in a safe environment. The description of this movie is, he came as the caretaker, but this hotel had its own guardians, who'd been there a long time. Jack Torrance accepts a caretaker job at the Overlook Hotel, where he, along with his wife Wendy and their son Danny, must live isolated from the rest of the world for the winter. But they aren't prepared for the madness that lurks within. And then Dr. Sleep is actually a sequel to The Shining. I rated both The Shining and Dr. Sleep. They're both 4 out of 5 stars for me now. I've only watched Dr. Sleep once, and it was fairly recently. I think around the time I watched Prey, I think literally like a day before. My cousin had the movie on DVD. My whole family was on vacation, and he was like, hey, you've never seen this movie. It's a pretty good movie. You should watch it. And so I was like, okay. And so we watched Dr. Sleep. And honestly, it's not that bad of a sequel. I've seen a lot of people, I know a lot of people did not like it as much as the original movie, but honestly, this one I liked as much as I liked The Shining. But for me to like The Shining to the point where it was a 4 out of 5 star movie, that took me a couple watches. Dr. Sleep only took me one. So I don't know necessarily whether I like Dr. Sleep. For me, is about equivalent, maybe even more than enjoyable than The Shining. Dr. Sleep came out in 2019 and was directed by Mike Flanagan. It's 152 minutes long, so actually longer than the original The Shining. It again is a horror movie, and it is rated R like the original movie. The description is, dare to go back. Still irrevocably scarred by the trauma he endured as a child at the Overlook, Dan Torrance has fought to find some semblance of peace. But that peace is shattered when he encounters Abra, a courageous teenager with her own powerful extrasensory gift known as the Shine. Instinctively recognizing that Dan shares her power, Abra has sought him out, desperate for his help against the merciless Rose the Hat and her followers. Like I said, I rated this 4 out of 5 stars. The average rating on Letterboxd is actually 3.4 out of 5 stars. The movie stars Will McGregor, Kylie Curran, Rebecca Ferguson, Cliff Curtis, Zahn McLarnon, and then Emily Allen Lind. I might be a little biased with this one too, because Will McGregor is literally my favorite actor of all time. I absolutely, every movie I've watched with Ewan McGregor, I have loved. Like, Moulin Rouge is one of my favorite movies. Obi-Wan Kenobi is one of my favorite Star Wars characters. Ewan McGregor is such a great actor, and I love every role he has played. Not necessarily the character, but I've loved the execution, if that makes sense. I don't know. I really enjoyed this movie. I think it's a great sequel to The Shining. And it really follows a lot of the themes that the original Shining had, which I think was great. But it also introduces some new stuff. So I think that's also very fun. I think Dr. Sleep is also a book too. I've never read the book Dr. Sleep, but this is, you know, I've watched the movie. But I honestly would watch The Shining and Dr. Sleep together. Because I've never watched them back to back, so I would be curious to see which one I like more when it's like that, you know? Now, number 15 on my list might be a little controversial, and it is two movies. Those movies are Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003 and Texas Chainsaw Massacre The Beginning 2006. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably like, Maya, what the hell? Those movies suck. But hear me out. I really enjoy these movies. I do not like them better than the original. I think the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it can never be beat by any of its sequels. But I did enjoy a lot of the things that the remakes by Marcus Nispel and Jonathan Liebesman, I think. I probably pronounced their names wrong. I really enjoyed both of the remakes from 2003 and 2006. So, that being said, I'll go into the Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 2003 first. It was directed by Marcus Nispel and is 98 minutes long. It's rated R. It is a horror movie. I mean, it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And the remakes are a lot more in your face about the kills in this movie. I think what I like, I don't know, I like this movie for the grittiness and, like, the just desperation in that the characters show. I think, honestly, I really like this movie. I don't know. Personally, to me, I just think it's a good movie. I don't think it can compare, but I think it takes the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre to another level and kind of twists around and makes it its own thing, if that makes sense. The 2003 and 2006 Texas Chainsaw Massacres are just very unsettling to me and very gritty, if that makes sense. And so I think that's why I like them, is because they unsettle me. And so they're a good movie to watch when I actually want to be really scared. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003 gets a 2.9 out of 5 star average rating on Letterboxd. I gave it 4.5 out of 5 stars. I really enjoyed this movie. I don't know. I'm not sure why people don't like it. I'm sure there's a reason. Probably valid ones too. But I really liked it. I don't know. The movie stars Jessica Biel, Jonathan Tucker, Andrew... I'm going to pronounce this name so wrong. It stars Andrew Brynarski, Erica Learson, Eric Balfour. And I don't know. I really enjoyed this movie, and I really enjoyed the other remake too. I think I said my rating. Oh yeah, I did. Okay. The description of this movie is, what you know about fear doesn't even come close. After picking up a traumatized young hiker, 5 friends find themselves stalked and hunted by a deformed chainsaw-wielding killer and his family of equally psychopathic killers. The movie is 98 minutes long, and I don't know. I don't know what it is about it. It's definitely the unsettling factor, but it's just more scary to me than the other Texas Chainsaw Massacres, if that makes sense. I still think the original is the best and most well done of any of them, but this one just, I don't know, I really liked it. On to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning. This was released in 2006 and directed by Jonathan Liebesman. It's 91 minutes long and is another horror movie that is rated R. The average rating on Letterboxd is 2.6 out of 5 stars. I rated this one 4 out of 5 stars. I did not like it as much as the 2003 version, but I still definitely liked it. Again, it's that just very gritty and unsettling factor that really made me like this movie. I don't know, the entire point of horror movies for me is to be scared, so I enjoyed being scared by this movie. The movie stars Jordana Brewster, Taylor Hanley, Dara Baird, and Matt Bomer. It also, and I think so did the 2003 version, both Texas Chainsaw 2003 and 2006 star Arlie Ermey as Uncle Charlie Hewitt or Sheriff Hoyt, and that guy, absolutely traumatizing. The movie description is, again, what you know about fear doesn't even come close. Chrissy and her friends set out on a road trip for a final fling before one is shipped off to Vietnam. Along the way, bikers harass the foursome and cause an accident that throws Chrissy from the vehicle. The lawman who arrives on the scene kills one of the bikers and brings Chrissy's friends to the Hewitt homestead, where young Leatherface is learning the tools of terror. I think this is a really good origin story for the 2003 version of Leatherface. Again, like I said, this is more a different entity than the original Texas Chainsaw. I don't think you can really, I mean, you can compare them, but I don't think they're the same thing, if that makes sense. They have the same premise, kind of, the same villain, the same, you know, Reaper of Horror, but, like, they're very different in their format, in their presentation. They're just two separate things to me, and I think that's where I'm able to enjoy them more than other people, if that makes sense. Because I kind of looked at it as, like, oh, this is kind of, like, a different movie, kind of, like, a different spin on it, if that... I don't know if that makes sense, but that's just how I looked at it. And I enjoy both of these movies, so... They're on my list, okay? Next up on my list at number 16 is Knives Out, which was released 2019 and directed by Rian Johnson. It's a mystery comedy and is 131 minutes long. It's actually only PG-13. I thought it was like rated R, but you know, I'm just thinking everything's rated R and it's actually not. The average rating on Letterboxd is 4 out of 5 stars, and I give it 5 out of 5 stars because I love this movie, and I cannot wait for the sequel. The movie stars Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Toni Collette, and Christopher Plummer. There's just so many great actors in this movie. I think there's also Jaden Martell from It. There are just so many. This movie, I literally have nothing to complain about. It is just such a great mystery. It's kind of on that level of Nancy Drew, though this is more of a mature movie, where this movie is just very, very much a whodunit. And I really enjoy mysteries. I really enjoy the tension and figuring things out along the way. And it just reminds me of Fall. I don't know what about a thriller reminds me of Fall, but that is just what reminds me of Fall. And so I really, really enjoyed Knives Out, and it is just a must watch for me, at least once a year, and it usually falls around October, since, you know, it's that fall vibe. I don't know how else to describe it, but yeah, definitely on my list for sure. Next up, again, number 17, we have two movies, It and It 2 from 2017 and 2019, both directed by Andy Muschietti, probably pronounced the name wrong. It, I rated 5 stars. It 2017 is 135 minutes long. It's, both of the movies are rated R. The average rating on Letterboxd for It 2017 is 3.5 out of 5 stars. I rated it 5 out of 5 stars. I really enjoyed this movie. The movie stars Jaden Martell, Jeremy Ray Taylor, Sophia Lillis, Finn Wolfhard, Chosen Jacobs, Jack Dylan Grazer, Wyatt Olef, and Bill Skarsgård. It is a horror movie. I mean, it's Stephen King. The description is, your fears are unleashed. In a small town in Maine, 7 children known as the Losers Club come face to face with life problems, bullies, and a monster that takes the shape of a clown called Pennywise. I've never seen the original It. I've never read the book, although I've been trying to get my hands on a copy to read it. But I really enjoyed It 2017. I think it was just a really good movie. I did not enjoy It 2 as much as I enjoyed It. I mean, It, I rated 5 out of 5 stars. It 2, I rated 4 out of 5 stars. And the average rating of It 2 is actually 3 out of 5 stars. I think where It 2 really lost me was definitely the ending. But I definitely really liked both of these movies. And I think, for me, I would watch them kind of back to back. It 2 is 169 minutes long. It, again, is rated R. Directed by same person, Andy Muschietti. But this time, it's all of the kids from It 2017 grown up. And this movie stars, again, Bill Skarsgård. But then you also have James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, two of my favorite actors. Love them both. Bill Hader, Isaiah Mustafa, Jay Ryan, James Ransone, Andy Bean. And then, again, all of the young characters. So, Jaden Martell, Jack Dylan Grazer, Finn Wolfhard, Sophia Lillis, Chosen Jacobs, Jeremy Ray Taylor, Wyatt Olef. I really, really enjoyed this movie, not as much as I enjoyed the first It from 2017, but I definitely enjoyed it. Like I said, where it lost me is kind of the ending. But it is just one of those movies that reminds me of fall, it reminds me of Halloween, and both of them I would watch together since they go hand in hand. I mean, you can watch one without watching the other. So, number 18 on my list is The Blair Witch Project from 1999, directed by Daniel Myrick and Eduardo Sanchez. The movie is 81 minutes long, and it is a horror movie. It's found footage, and Blair Witch Project is just one of those movies that I watched very early on when I was getting into horror movies, and it scared the crap out of me. I remember showing this to my sister, and it scaring her, and her showing it to her friend, and that scaring her friend, and it's one of those things where found footage movies just scare me. They just scare me so bad. And so this movie is just one of those that I watch to get a good scare and a good creepy feeling for Halloween. It is rated R, and the average rating on Letterboxd is 3.3 out of 5 stars. I rated it 5 out of 5 stars. Don't know if I said all of that already. The description is, "The scariest movie of all time is a true story. In October of 1994, three student filmmakers disappeared in the woods near Burkittsville, Maryland, while shooting a documentary. A year later, their footage was found." The movie stars Ray Hance, Michael C. Williams, and Joshua Leonard. I don't know what else to say about this movie except that it is a good movie because of what it does not show you. And it's very suspenseful, very much horror, but also kind of a thriller, if that makes sense. I don't know. But very psychologically horrific. And I love this movie. It is just one of those that is fun to watch. And it's very easy to sit down and watch. So, I really enjoyed this movie. Next up on my list at number 19 is The Addams Family from 1991, directed by Barry Sonnenfeld. The movie is 102 minutes long. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.6 out of 5 stars. My rating is 4 out of 5 stars. And it is PG-13, which I'm kind of questioning how Beetlejuice is PG, but this is PG-13, but it's fine. The movie stars Raul Julia, Angelica Houston, Christopher Lloyd, Christina Ricci, and many other just amazing actors. I'm losing my voice actively, so I'm going to try not to speak as much. But The Addams Family is just one of those classic movies. Like, I remember watching this when I was little. It is just one of those movies that I feel like everyone should see at least once in their life. It's not one of my favorite movies, but it is just so nostalgic for me that I love to watch it. And it's such a Halloween movie. The description is, weird is relative. When an evil doctor finds out Uncle Fester has been missing for 25 years, he introduces a fake Fester in an attempt to get the Addams family's money. Wednesday has some doubts about the new Uncle Fester, but the fake uncle adapts very well to the strange family. I think the Addams Family, like I said, is just one of those, like, it's just such a good movie. And so is Addams Family Values. I mean, I would have put that on this list, but that to me, I don't know why. It just feels less, it feels less fall and less Halloween to me than the original Addams Family. But I don't know if you guys have seen, too, the trailer for the Wednesday, I think Netflix show with Jenna Ortega. So excited for that. I love Jenna Ortega. She's quickly becoming a very prominent face in horror movies. And so I think that's really fun. I think she's like I think she's the new Jamie Lee Curtis, if that makes sense, where she's just in, and that's bold of me to say, but I think she is just one of those that is really making her way into horror and will be known from a lot of horror movies, which is fun. So, I'm not saying she is like Jamie Lee Curtis. No one can compare. But she is just one of those that is becoming very prominent, which I think is very fun and amazing because she's such a good actress. Now that I've made everyone mad, again, number 20 is going to make everyone more mad. It's Friday the 13th from 2009. dark to my Marcus Nispel. none of the like 80s Friday the 13th are on here. Not even the original. I don't know what to say except that I enjoyed this movie more than the original Friday the 13th, which is very bold of me, but I don't know. It kept my attention more. It is definitely more scary to me than the original. And even though it gets a 2.5 out of 5 star average rating on Letterboxd, I rated this 4.5 out of 5 stars. I didn't even realize till today when I was making this list that Marcus Nispel directed both this Friday the 13th and the 2003 Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but he does did not recognize that till now, so it's fine. But but this Friday the 13th is 97 minutes long. It is rated R and it is a horror movie. The description is: Welcome to Crystal Lake. A group of young adults visit a boarded up campsite named Crystal Lake, where they soon encounter the mysterious Jason Voorhees and his deadly intentions. I think this one, again, for me, is more like the remakes of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where it's, yeah, it has the same name, but I kind of like it has the same name, same murderer in the movie, right? But I don't know, I separate it from the original because it's just so different and it's still good, but it's just so different from the original. It's a different entity to me, if that makes sense. The movie stars Jared Padalecki, Danielle Panabaker, Amanda Rigetti, Travis Van Winkle, Erin Yu, Arlen Escarpetta, Juliana Gill, Jonathan Sadowski, and a bunch of other actors. I don't know. This movie, it's just so different from the original Friday the 13th. Like I said, can't really compare them, that I enjoyed this one just because I think it's the grittiness of it again. Maybe that's Marcus Nispel's thing. I don't know. But I don't know. I really enjoyed this one. And like I said, at 4.5 out of 5 stars, it was just very, it kept my attention for a long time. And it was very unsettling with the gore that was in this movie. So I don't know. I just really enjoyed watching this movie. And it's very much a scary movie to me. So I don't know. I don't know. It's on my list of Halloween movies. Don't yell at me, please. Thank you. Number 21 on my list is Donnie Darko from 2001, directed by Richard Kelly. The movie is 114 minutes long, and it's more, I'd say, more of a thriller or mystery drama type deal than a horror movie, though it is rated R. And the movie stars Jake Gyllenhaal, Jana Malone, James Duvall, Drew Barrymore, Beth Grant, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Mary McDonnell. I think also Patrick Swayze is in this movie. Holmes Osborne. There's just a bunch of great actors in this movie as well. And the average rating on Letterboxd is 4 out of 5 stars, and my rating is also 4 out of 5 stars. That's cool. the description is: You can never go too far. After narrowly escaping a bizarre accident, a troubled teenager is plagued by visions of a large bunny rabbit that manipulates him to commit a series of crimes. Now, I know that description sounds ridiculous, but the movie itself is very, it evokes a lot of thought. I've thought about this movie a lot. It felt very similar to me as Final Destination, that same feeling that I got from it where I was just like awestruck for a lot of it. But Donnie Darko is very, it's definitely more psychological than anything, and it really just makes you think about a lot of things. I mean, I love this movie. You have Tears for Fears in the background. You have Drew Barrymore as an English teacher. And it's such a good and thought-evoking movie, but it also has that unsettling type of feel across the whole movie that it reminds me of fall. And so I love watching this movie, especially around Halloween. Next up on my list at number 22 is Creep from 2014, directed by Patrick Bryce. The movie is 82 minutes long and it stars Mark Duplass and Patrick Bryce. There's actually a sequel to this movie. I've never watched it, but I'm thinking about it because this movie is such an unsettling movie. It is truly horrific. I actually watched this movie once, I think, well, when I watched They Slash Them, which you can check out my review of that movie a couple episodes ago, I watched Creep, actually, too, in a tent with my friend Gabby, and we were just so, it is so, there's some things where you kind of know what's gonna happen, but it just scares you anyways, and I don't know why, but this movie is just so unsettling and thought-provoking and just creepy. It is truly just one of those that is so psychologically horrifying. And I really want to watch the sequel, actually, now that I think about it. But this movie is just a much must-watch if I want to be scared. I rated this movie 4 out of 5 stars, but right now I'm actually leaning more towards, like, 4.5 out of 5 stars. The first time I watched this, I was in bed alone with all the lights shut off, which is so scary. I will say right now, that was terrifying. I had to literally pause this movie and just, like, take breaks every few minutes. I could not handle it. It was terrifying. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.4 out of 5 stars. Like I said, I rated it 4 out of 5 stars, but I honestly do not know why people have not rated it higher. It's scary. It is such a scary movie. The description is, looking for work, Aaron comes across a cryptic online ad, $1,000 for the day, filming service, discretion is appreciated. Low on cash, he decides to go for it. He drives to a cabin in a remote mountain town where he meets Joseph, his cinematic subject for the day. Joseph is sincere, and the project seems heartfelt, so Aaron begins to film. But as the day goes on, it becomes clear that Joseph is not who he says, and his intentions are not at all pure. Like I said, this movie is just so creepy. Like, the name truly describes this movie. It is just so unsettling. And I highly, highly recommend this movie if you have not seen it. So, just very, very unsettling and very scary. So yeah, just love this movie. And now with number 23, I am amending my wrongs, is Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 1974, directed by Tobe Hooper. The movie is rated R and rated 83 minutes long, or I'm pretty sure it's rated R. I could be wrong. This is literally, a lot of these movies are surprising me today, so. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.9 out of 5 stars. My rating was 5 out of 5 stars. Love this movie. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is fantastic. It is a horror movie, and it stars Marilyn Burns, Alan Danziger, Paul A. Partain, William Vail, Terry McMinn, Edwin Neal, Jim Sidow, Gunnar Hansen, and John Dugan. This movie is just, it's such a classic. It is so, even if it might not show you a lot of gore necessarily, there's not even that much blood. It is so psychologically unsettling and so terrifying. And it's just a scary movie. The description is, who will survive and what will be left of them? When Sally hears that her grandfather's grave may have been vandalized, she and her brother Franklin set out with their friends to investigate. After a detour to their family's old farmhouse, they discover a group of crazed, murderous outcasts living next door. As the group is attacked one by one by the chain-wielding Leatherface, who wears a mask of human skin, the survivors must do everything they can to escape. I think this movie is just truly iconic. I mean, it's only 83 minutes long, but in those 83 minutes, it manages to scare the crap out of me. And I love, love, love this movie. It is such a good classic horror movie. So it's definitely high on my list of ones that I watch closer to Halloween to really get that Halloween feel. Next on my list at number 24 is Scooby-Doo from 2002, directed by Raja Gosnell. The movie is 88 minutes long, and it is a comedy and rated PG. It's definitely a good one to watch with your kids. I remember watching this when I was little and absolutely loving it. Like, anytime I would go over to my grandpa's house, I would be like, we're gonna watch Scooby-Doo or nothing. It is Scooby-Doo or nothing in this house. I rate it 5 out of 5 stars, but the average rating on Letterboxd is 3.2 out of 5 stars. The movie stars Freddie Prinze Jr., Sarah Michelle Gellar, Matthew Lillard, Linda Cardellini, Rowan Atkinson, Isla Fisher, and Neil Fanning. There are just, I mean, you have Sarah Michelle Gellar and Matthew Lillard and Freddie Prinze Jr. in this movie, and Linda Cardellini. And Rowan Atkinson, I mean, I'm just going over the cast list again, but there's so many iconic actors from the 90s. Like, you have, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream, you have so many amazing actors in here. And I love, love, love Scooby-Doo. I live by the fact that this is what predicted me liking horror movies in the future. This movie is just, it is objectively such a bad movie. I mean, if you're older, you're gonna cringe, but I love, love, love Scooby-Doo. Love this movie. The description is, the Mystery Inc. gang have gone their separate ways and have been apart for 2 years until they each receive an invitation to Spooky Island. Not knowing that the others have also been invited, they show up and discover an amusement park that affects young visitors in very strange ways. The movie is just, I don't know, it is such a personal movie to me, and I just love it. It's just so nostalgic for me, and I cannot go through October without watching Scooby-Doo from 2002 at least once. Next up on my list at number 25, we have Jennifer's Body from 2009, directed by Karen Kusama. The movie is 107 minutes long, starring Megan Fox, Amanda Seyfried, Johnny Simmons, Adam Brody, J.K. Simmons, and Chris Pratt, actually, which is, that was a whole jump scare. I'm joking. Also starring Amy Sedaris and Kyle Gallner. This movie, I mean, it's Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried. It's Jennifer. I mean, this movie is just, like, iconic. I love this movie. It's a comedy horror movie, and the average rating on Letterboxd is 3.5 out of 5 stars. However, my rating is 4.5 stars. I mean, this movie is just, it's fantastic. I don't know what to tell you. It is so comedic, but also horrifying. There are some parts in here that I just laugh at every single time. The description is, she's evil, and not just high school evil. A newly possessed cheerleader turns into a killer who specializes in offing her male classmates. Can her best friend put an end to the whore? I don't know. Go watch the movie. I just love this movie. I remember watching it for the first time and just dying of laughter. I mean, it is so good. Jennifer's Body, 10 out of 10. Go watch. Next up at number 26, we actually have a trilogy of movies. Fear Street, 1994, 1978, and 1666 all came out, also known as Part 1, 2, and 3, all came out in 2021. They were all directed by Lenny Janiak. They're all rated R, and they're all fantastic. Fear Street, 1994, I will go into first. That movie is 107 minutes long. Its average rating on Letterboxd is 3.1 out of 5 stars. I rated it 4 out of 5 stars. It's not my favorite of the series, but I love this trilogy. The movie stars Cannon Madera, Olivia Scott Welch, Benjamin Flores Jr., Julia Raywald, Fred Hechinger, and Ashley Zuckerman. The description is, face the evil. In 1994, a group of teenagers discovers that the terrifying events which have haunted their town for generations are all connected, and that they may be the next targets. Fear Street 1994 is very, I don't know, it's not as good to me as the other ones, but it drew me in, and I've watched this trilogy so many times since it came out. It is so rewatchable. And once you know everything, like, once you've watched the entire trilogy, you can kind of skip around if you want to. I mean, I've watched just 1978 or just 1616 or just 1666, which without watching the other movies, in a day, right? And I've had just as much fun. They're so rewatchable and just so much fun to watch. I mean, it accomplishes so many different things. In each of the movies, they're so very different, but also there's a huge overarching story, and I think that's what I really enjoy about these movies. Fear Street 1978 is, I think, my favorite out of the trilogy. I rated this one 5 out of 5 stars. The average rating on Letterboxd, however, is 3.5 out of 5 stars. The movie is 110 minutes long and stars Sadie Sink, Emily Rudd, Ryan Simpkins, McCabe Sly, Ted Sutherland, and Chiara Ariella. This movie is much more of a summer camp slasher. Before I go into this, I am not equating these movies to other movies saying they're as good as, but I'm just saying it's what they remind me of. I'm trying my best not to get attacked by horror movie fans today, okay? Fear Street 1994 reminded me a lot of Scream, like the feel that I get when I watch each of them, right? It's just, they're set in the 90s, they have that vibe. And then 1978 reminded me a lot of, obviously Friday the 13th. And, what's the other one? It's, like, something else. I didn't really like it, but it's very much a summer camp slasher. And so, I don't know. There's something about those movies that I really enjoy. Summer camp slashers. I don't know what it is, but they're just entertaining. There's a lot of drama in those movies because you just have a bunch of kids at a summer camp. And, this, like I said, 1978 for Fear Street is definitely my favorite of the trilogy. I really want more Fear Street movies. I'm going to say that right now. I really want more because these are just excellent. I want to know more about the backstory of the different murderers in the movies. I just want to know more. The description of Fear Street 1978 is, in 1978, two rival groups at Camp Nightwing must band together to solve a terrifying mystery when horrors from their town's history come alive. Now, Fear Street 1666, what is 114 minutes long, the average rating on Letterboxd is 3.5 out of 5 stars. I rated it 5 out of 5 stars, probably more leaning towards 4.5 out of 5 stars now. Again, this movie actually stars many, many actors. I think it's a mixture of the first and second movie. Keanu Madera, Ashley Zuckerman, Jillian Jacobs, Olivia Scott Welch, Benjamin Flores Jr., Daryl Britt Gibson, Sadie Sink, Emily Rudd, McCabe Sly. Basically, all the actors from the first and second movies are also in this movie, which is very interesting. It's very fun. I think it was very clever. This movie's description is, in 1666, a colonial town is gripped by a hysterical witch hunt that has deadly consequences for centuries to come, and it's up to teenagers in 1994 to finally put an end to their town's curse before it's too late. I think, personally, Fear Street is just one of those trilogies that is very well put together. The storyline is pretty good. I personally did not notice a lot of inconsistencies, and so I really enjoyed these movies, and like I said, I've watched them a lot of times since I first watched them. Number 27, nearing the end, sad, is It Follows, which I actually watched fairly recently, but I really, really enjoyed it. It Follows came out in 2014, was directed by David Robert Mitchell, and is 101 minutes long. It's rated R and is a horror movie. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.5 out of 5 stars. My rating originally when I first watched this was, I think, 3.5 out of 5 stars, but now it's definitely more of a 4 out of 5 stars. I even changed my rating on Letterboxd, actually, because I watched it again and I was like, yeah, no, I like this. The movie stars Micah Monroe, Keira Gilchrist, Daniel Zovato, Jake Weary, Olivia Lucardi, Lily Seep, and a bunch of other actors. Go check them out on Letterboxd. I didn't enjoy this as much. There were some parts that I was like, whoa, that's insane, when I watched this the first time. But I don't know, as I thought more about it, I was like, yeah, no, I definitely like this movie a lot more than I originally did. This movie is just so unsettling. It's not necessarily super scary, but it is so unsettling and creepy that I love this movie. The description is, it doesn't think, it doesn't feel, it doesn't give up. After carefree teenager Jay sleeps with her new boyfriend Hugh for the first time, she learns that she is the latest recipient of a fatal curse that is passed from victim to victim via sexual intercourse. Death, Jay learns, will creep inexorably toward her as either a friend or a stranger. Jay's friends don't believe her seemingly paranoid ravings until they too begin to see the phantom assassins and band together to help her flee or defend herself. This movie is just, like I said, so unsettling. The pacing is very good. It's very thought-provoking. It's very much one that sticks in your head for a while. And I think that's what I really enjoy about horror movies, is they kind of stick there. They just stay. And this one is just one of those that I really, really enjoy. And I highly, highly recommend. It sounds a little ridiculous when you read the description. You're like, what? This is a ghost STD? Okay. But I really enjoyed this movie, and I think you guys will too. It's just very unsettling and very, very creepy. Next up on my list, at number 28, it's gonna sound real ridiculous, especially after following It Follows, but number 28 is Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island from 1998, directed by Jim Stenstrom, Hiroshi Aoyama, and Kazumi Fukushima. This one, obviously, since the Scooby-Doo is a mystery, I rated it 3 out of 5 stars, which sounds really low, right? You're like, wait, this is Scooby-Doo. Why are you rating it that low? And that's because when I rated this, I put my objective, right? Like, compared to other movies, this is a horrible movie, but I love this movie. It was my favorite Scooby-Doo when I was little, besides the live action with Matthew Lillard and Sarah Michelle Gellar from 2002. And this movie is only 77 minutes long. I think it's TVG, so it's, I mean, you can watch this with your kids, and I don't know, I love this movie. It was so spooky to me, and it still kind of is. And the description is, this time the monsters are real. The mystery gang reunite and visit Moonscar Island, a remote island with a dark secret. Daphne wants more than just a villain in a costume, and they get more than they ever expected. I really enjoy this movie. I mean, it's a Scooby-Doo movie, but it's still such a good movie. Like, it's spooky, but it's not scary. And it's just one of those that I like to watch, especially around Halloween, because I loved this when I was younger. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.8 out of 5 stars, and like I said, I rated it 3 out of 5 stars. But in my heart, it's a 5 out of 5 star movie. But I can't rate, I mean, can I rate Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island higher than The Shining? I will if I can. But I just love this movie. It's so nostalgic for me, and it's just a fun movie. And of course, at number 29, we have to have somewhere on this list Halloween from 1978, directed by John Carpenter. Halloween is 91 minutes long, it's rated R, and its average rating on Letterboxd is 3.9 out of 5 stars. My rating is 4 out of 5 stars. The movie stars Donald Pleasance and Jamie Lee Curtis, Nancy Keyes, PJ Souls, and many, many other actors. Halloween, the first time I watched it, was not my favorite. But then I watched it again and again and again, and I was like, yeah, I really like this. I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis is just the original final girl. I really, really enjoy this movie, and it's literally Halloween-based, so how could you not watch it around Halloween? It's also just such a classic horror movie. It really started, I'm pretty sure, was it this one that started the slasher craze in the 80s? But, you know, I'm probably wrong. But I really enjoy this movie. I mean, it's, like I said, it's just a classic. It's Halloween. And you watch it around Halloween. The description is, 15 years after murdering his sister on Halloween night 1963, Michael Myers escapes from a mental hospital and returns to the small town of Haddonfield, Illinois, to kill again. Like I said, it's just a classic, and you gotta watch it at least once in October. At least once. Next on my list, at number 30, is Scream. From 1996, directed by Wes Craven. The movie is 112 minutes long. Its average rating on Letterboxd is 4 out of 5 stars. My rating, however, is 5 out of 5 stars. The movie stars Neve Campbell, David Arquette, Courtney Cox, Matthew Lillard, Rose McGowan, Skeet Ulrich, and Jamie Kennedy. I mean, it's just... I hesitate to say it's a classic since it is from the 90s, but it really is, honestly. Like, this is the first horror movie that I watched. One that's, like, a legit horror movie, not Scooby-Doo Zombie Island, right? And so this one has just such a special place in my heart. Also, because it's just such a good movie. I mean, you cannot go wrong with Scream. The original, at least. Scream 3 is a little questionable, but, you know, and so is Scream 2 with that cafeteria scene. But, you know, I love, love, love Scream. And its description is, someone has taken their love of scary movies one step too far. A killer known as Ghostface begins killing off teenagers, and as the body count begins rising, one girl and her friends find themselves contemplating the rules of horror movies as they find themselves living in a real life one. I mean, it's just, Sydney Prescott is such an iconic final girl, and this movie is just so, I mean, well known. I would say that Ghostface is up there with Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger as, like, known horror movie villains, or antagonists. Like, I would confidently say that, is that, like, a lot of people know who Ghostface is, or at least know what Ghostface looks like, because it's just such a well-known movie and such a well-loved movie. And it's just, I don't know, it's one of my all-time favorite movies. I love Scream. It's just such a good movie, and it holds such a special place in my heart, because it's what really, really got me into horror movies. It was the first one I ever watched. So, yeah, you gotta watch that at least the day of or the day before Halloween. And finally, number 31 on Halloween, what I would watch is Hocus Pocus from 1993, directed by Kenny Ortega. The movie is a family comedy, actually, and it is rated PG, it's 96 minutes long. The description is, it's just a bunch of hocus pocus. After 300 years of slumber, three sister witches are accidentally resurrected in Salem on Halloween night, and it is up to three kids and their newfound feline friend to put an end to the witches' reign of terror once and for all. The movie stars Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kathy Najimy, Omri Katz, Thora Birch, and Vanessa Shaw. This is just such a classic. I mean, I've watched this, I think, every Halloween since I was born. It is, I mean, I watch this when it's not October. I watch it when it is October. It is just so, it's such a classic movie that you can watch with your family. You can watch with little kids. And it's not scary. It is just so, it's the embodiment of fall and Halloween. And I just love this movie. I mean, I'll probably end up watching a bunch of movies besides Hocus Pocus on Halloween, but this is just the one that if I could watch no other movie all October, I would watch Hocus Pocus every single day. Like, it is just such a good movie, and it is so very fall and so very Halloween that I don't think you can go wrong with this. The average rating on Letterboxd is actually 3.5 out of 5 stars, which personally I think is a little low, but I rate this 5 out of 5 stars. I mean, like I said, you cannot go wrong with this. It is just such a classic movie. I mean, it is directed by Kenny Ortega, the director of High School Musical, so, you know, I don't know, but it is Hocus Pocus, and it's Bette Midler, and just so many fun things. I mean, you got Thackeray Banks in there, you got Max. It is just so iconic. I mean, you have Bette Midler singing in that movie. So, it's just, I don't know, it is such a good movie, it's such a classic that I don't think you can go wrong with it. And that concludes my 31 days of Halloween. More than 31 movies, but that is okay, because I think it's perfectly fine to watch more than one movie a day. Especially when it's October and you want to get in that Halloween mood. This is actually a pretty long episode, which is probably why my mouth feels like it's about to fall off, but it's fine. I hope this was fun for you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. I love talking about my favorite movies, especially Halloween movies, right? So that is the end of my 31 days of Halloween. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please check out my other episodes. Make sure to follow on whatever platform you're listening. My podcast can be found anywhere you listen to podcasts. Make sure you check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com, where I review books. You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, and BookSirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. You can find my Letterboxd in the description below, or you can just search up my name, Maya Grimley, and I should pop up. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, maybe even just reach out to me, talk to me about movies, Hocus Pocus, whatever you want, you can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, blog tour, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me. Thank you so much for listening, and happy October, happy Halloween. I hope you have fun, and I hope it's very spooky and very much a pleasant time for you and all the people that you love. So happy October and happy Halloween. Make sure you keep listening and keep your eye out for more fun, spooky Halloween themed episodes throughout the month of October, and I'll hopefully have some pretty exciting things coming up from October through December. So I cannot wait, and happy Halloween, everybody.